Sorry, what?
The Dr. Chaos expense report. I left it on your desk. I did. Well, if I didn't leave on your desk, oh no. Well, I might have shredded it. I said, I might have shredded it. I'm sorry, I just I'm a bit preoccupied and it's nothing. I'll redo it. It's fine. I'll redo it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Yes, obviously I'm not fine because I said I'm fine. Office rule number one. Well, no, obviously office rule number one is that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll redo it. It won't take me that long. Just a couple of hours and don't want to talk about it. Or the expense report. No, it's pretty straightforward. Oh. It's... you're going to regret asking. You know that, right? All right. Do you think this is a bad place to work? No, I mean, I know it's an evil place to work, but is it a bad place to work? No, I'm not talking about the benefits. Because obviously this is a great place to work. But is it bad? Oh, it's getting serious. You're sitting on your desk. Oh, you want to give me all of your attention. So. I was talking to the barista this morning and the barista. No, tea shops don't have baristas. It was at the coffee shop. The coffee shop. What was I doing in a coffee shop? Getting you a coffee. Did you think that I got that from the tea shop? No, your morning coffee comes from the coffee shop. Every day. I go to a coffee shop for you. Oh yeah, because I love you. What? What did I say? You're weird. Anyway. I was talking to the barista and... Well, you know... Well, you know what they're like. You know what they're like? They're very... customer orientated. And... Well... We got to talking about... the headlines on TV, and it was about Dr. Chaos, and then that kind of turned into the don't make me say it, you know I hate saying it, fine, the League of Evil, shut up, I hate that is in our contracts. I mean, the supervillains, I understand that they have to say it like that, but why do we? We're admin! So annoying. Anyway. Conversation turned to the League of Evil! Hate that. And... Well... I always thought of us as a... a necessary evil, you know? You can't have superheroes without supervillains, and you can't have supervillains without infrastructure. Someone has to do the paperwork. And I pride myself that our paperwork is always spot on. Okay, apart from when I shred it. That was a low blow. But the way the barista was talking about us... It just got me to thinking. Why do I care so much about what a barista thinks? Well, I don't. Not really. It's just, you know, I spend a lot of time there. Waiting on your coffee. I spend at least 25 minutes there every morning. 25 minutes. What? I know you take your coffee black. Well, I don't know how long it takes to make a coffee. Well, I've never been in a coffee shop before. I only went there because of you. What? Why are you smiling like that? You are so weird. Anyway. Every morning, I spend 25 minutes to half an hour talking to barista and... Actually, can I ask you a question? How does that coffee shop stay in business? Well, I'm all for good customer service, but how are they turning a profit? Well, because all the freebies. The freebies, the biscuits and the cakes and the croissants and the hot chocolates and the balloons. Balloons. Well, you know, Valentine's. I got balloons, a big bunch of balloons. You remember? Yeah, and the cake, the big red velvet cake with all the hearts on it. Yeah, I got that from the barista. Well, because it's a coffee shop. That's what coffee shops do, right? Their baristas are ridiculously friendly. And they give away lots of freebies. They're friendly. Super friendly. Like, ridiculously friendly. Always smiling and being nice. Like, really nice. Like, ridiculously nice. I mean, I've never had customer service like that before. They're so nice. And when I'm waiting, they offer to sit with me. They offer to sit with me. Well, when I'm waiting for your black coffee, they offer to come and sit with me in the corner. You know, the cozy corner with the really comfy chairs. Yeah, that's the one. Cuddle corner? It's not a cuddle corner. Do coffee shops have cuddle corners? What? What? Why are you scowling? Wow. This is the thanks I get, is it? For getting you a coffee every day. For spending 25 minutes to half an hour waiting for your coffee. That's what I get. That's the thanks I get. What did I get? What? From the barista. You know, just a normal coffee shop stuff. You know, cake, flowers, balloons, a teapot, a cuddly corgi. That was kind of nice. I mean, do they keep a record on every customer? Well, the barista remembered that I liked corgis. Did you just growl? Are you alright? Do you want a coffee? Because I can go and get... Ooh, okay. I will not go and get you a coffee. Okay, I won't be going to get you a coffee. I said I'm sorry about the report. I'll redo it. It's not me, it's the barista. You can't be angry at the barista. Well, customer service. It's just... They're just being friendly because they have to be. They do. Because that's how a coffee shop is. A coffee shop is... You know, freebies, great customer service, and hugs. Hugs. Are you okay? You're going a funny colour. Did the barista hug me? No? Am I lying? Maybe? It was just once. It was weird. The only person that I like to hug me is you, and I said the only one I like to hug me is you because you're really good at hugs. You're just really, really good at them. And the barista was all weird, and you're growling again. Are you alright? Do you want a... Okay, not coffee. Would you like a cup of tea? Because I could pop to the tea shop and get... What? Oh, hell no, it's not like that at the tea shop. At the tea shop, they're rude. And I love it. It's complete opposite to the coffee shop. In and out, seconds. And they're abrasive and cold. It's like a London commuter. And I really appreciate that in the morning. Don't waste any time there. Not like your coffee shop. What do you mean not all coffee shops are like that? Why would the barista be like that then? Sorry, what? Because they like me? Don't be ridiculous. They don't like me. They don't. They definitely do not like me. So what you're trying to tell me is that they're really nice to me because they like me. They give me stuff because they like me. They give me cake because they like me. Oh my fuck, they like me. So that's not normal for a coffee shop. Oh no. So Cuddle Corner is a thing. Oh no, I didn't know. What? I didn't know. Well, how was I meant to know? I just thought that they were being... Well, I mean, you're nice to me and you don't like me. You give me stuff and you don't like me. You... You like me. You like me. No, you don't. Of course you don't. No, could you what? You do? You like me? You like me. You like me? Me? But... My... One moment, please. Your call is important. My brain is blue-screening like a shoddy Microsoft product. You like me. You're nice to me because you like me. You give me things because you like me. 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 You like me? You like me? You like me? I mean, you like me. I'm nice to you. Have you noticed? I'm very nice to you because I went to a coffee shop with a barista who likes me. No, do not like. I'm never going back there. Why did you just say yippee? That's why you growled. That's why you went a funny colour. You were jealous. You were jealous of the barista because you knew the barista liked me and you liked me and...
Oh my god. This is so awesome.
I just mean... I got you a coffee every morning. I got you a coffee. I hate coffee, but I went into a coffee shop willingly for you. I waited for 25 to 30 minutes every morning for you. No, it was for you because you know me. I don't like being late. So I had to leave half an hour earlier in order to get you a morning coffee. And I'm really nice to you that you borrow all of my stationery. Maybe I like you. I really like you. I really, really, really like you. I like you so much. I really like you. And I like that you like when I say the League of Evil because you always smile and I like your smile. So I like you and you like me. And the barista likes me, you just growled again, and that's kind of hot. So, do you know the League of Evil's policy on colleague stating? They're all right with it. Good. Would you like to go for coffee? Okay, no coffee. Would you like to go for tea? You would. Would you like to go for tea at my place? No, I'm not asking. I mean, maybe kind of a date, a little bit, tiny bit. Date. You would.
Yay.
So, are we dating? We are.
Yay.
We're dating. Yay. What? That was an evil squeak. That was a very evil squeak. I will have you know that I'm very, very evil. I am a very, very evil administrative professional. Who's read the expense report? What? Oh no, this isn't a bad place to work. This is a great place to work. This is a great and evil place to work. The League of Evil is the best place to work because you work here and I love tea. So, expense report. I better get on that. No. Where are you going? Why are you going to the coffee shop? Why do you need to talk to the barista? Oh, that's not good. That's probably really bad. You like me. I need to get this done if I want to take you on a date. And maybe propose. Propose? Who's proposing? I thought you were going to the coffee shop. You want to kiss me before? Okay. Wait, you haven't drunk any coffee. You're not going to drink coffee ever again. But you love coffee. You love me more. Oh, that's so... Wait, did you just... What? Where are you going? Where are you going? I thought you said you weren't going to have coffee anymore. I know I have to do the report, but you just said that you love me. I wonder if Dr. Chaos will come to the wedding. Of course he will. He loves me. I do his reports. I need to do that report. You love me. I love you too. Why are you back? I'm not listening. I'm doing reports. Stop smiling. I love you too. I love you too. Evil squeak. That was an evil squeak.